Tra-la-di-di-ha-di-ho, the ha-di-di-ha-di-ho. Tra-la-di-di-ha-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-ha-di-ho, the princess, she walked happily home. Tra-la-di-di-ha-di-ho, she lived happily ever after.
Gordy.
Hello.
You've been working on improving engagement with the podcast?
Yeah.
You've been looking at some different ways to bump up the audience?
Mm-hmm.
Or to engage the folks who already listen?
Yeah.
I have a great idea for a way to improve this podcast.
Yeah.
Today I purchased a film called Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Okay.
On Blu-ray and DVD, and maybe digital. I didn't check the box.
Okay.
But I think it comes with a digital copy.
Okay.
What I propose is that I go into the other room, close the door.
Yeah.
And I watch this film, and you guys do a podcast.
Okay.
And I think that this would get a lot of people really excited about this show.
I mean, Into the Spider-Verse seems popular, so maybe just talking about it.
So you only
enough.
Bought one DVD, Blu-ray, and potentially digital copy?
Yes.
You did not purchase all of them in the store?
No, I did not.
So that you could lay in a bed littered with Spider-Man copies and kind of do a snow angel thing in that?
I decided to be wiser with my money than that.
I mean, I support this financial decision.
Because what if I break my leg on a copy of Spider-Man and then I need to go to the hospital?
Where you cannot watch it anymore.
They're not going to accept copies of Spider-Man.
You might get a
pay my bill.
I mean, it also puts you at risk because I don't know if you're going to be able to watch it there.
Right. Well, if I have a digital copy, I could just put it on my iPad.
I mean, you might be unconscious, though.
Not for a leg break.
Yeah, I could get through that for Spider-Man.
Things spiral. You never know. First it's the leg, then other stuff starts shutting down.
The body's like, if that one gets to go on vacation, my turn.
I mean, it depends how good the morale is in the rest of your body. Because if they see that one part just kind of give up and stop, I'm afraid the rest of the parts of mine will just be like, this is it. This is the end. It's time to lay down arms.
I don't think that I'm there yet, but it is my plan to train my body to respond to frames of the film Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse as if it is oxygen.
And nutrients.
I mean, big if true, if possible.
That is the plan.
You'll be like a plant, but instead of converting sunlight into energy, you're converting Spider-Man into energy.
If you take a time-lapse photo of me, I will just very slowly be moving towards the nearest copy of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
You'll bloom when Spider-Man is playing.
I didn't buy Spider-Man.
That's good, because I did.
I will buy Spider-Man at some point.
Honestly, the biggest news that I have,
probably
in the whole world happening right now, is that Richard Garfield doesn't work at Valve anymore, because it seems like that Artifact game he made just went right down the toilet.
It really didn't do very good, huh?
They lost like 90%+ of their player base. Pretty recently. Yeah, it seems not good. So he is not working on that thing anymore. And if he could also just stop making Keyforge, then he could make a good card game.
He lost them a lot of audience, but then some Chinese people won it all back with Dota, like Auto Chess, or whatever that's called.
They like chess. They like Dota.
But not enough to play a card game about Dota.
Not enough to... They'll play chess about Dota. They won't play a card game about Dota.
But will they play a card game about League of Legends?
This is honestly fascinating information.
What they will and won't play.
Yeah, what are the limits to Dota? What can you put it in that will break?
Is the chess game online? Was the card game online?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can still scream curses at people using both?
Probably.
I should say we're not talking about Chinese people here, right?
What?
Didn't you say something about the Chinese?
Yeah, I think it is developed by folks in China.
Okay.
I don't know their names.
But we're referring to the whole Dota player base.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a card game doesn't do it for some reason.
Yeah.
Which is like the only Dota related thing that I was kind of a little interested in because I like card games with a spatial component to it.
Sure.
Apparently it was bad. I mean, it might just be like slow, worse Dota.
Cards.
Which is kind of what it looked like. It's like, do you want to play Dota but slower?
You want to really take your time and chew on this?
Like, it doesn't have any of that fast-paced action that Dota players that love.
The Dota's known for.
Yeah.
That game that takes 40 minutes to lose.
Often, yeah. It's boy, it's not good. I mean, it's a good game.
Sure.
It sucks to play with the people.
I don't mind the MOBA genre.
I don't mind MOBAs.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun playing League before community got nasty.
Before people arrived.
Yeah, when it was just me and like a couple of my friends. My mom even played League with us. It was me, my mom, and a few high schoolers, all boys, only one of whom I actually knew very well.
Sounds so dangerous.
So it was a fun time for my mom.
Street League.
But yeah, that was a lot of fun because there was no one on our team screaming about how we sucked at these characters that we just started playing with. Although I did get a satisfying kill of someone who was ragging on me from the other team, and then I like did an across the map ultimate arrow thing from the arrow lady and stabbed the bejesus out of that guy. So shut up.
I don't understand how they expect people to like learn games.
You're supposed
like,
to enter
learn MOBAs?
No, people who get upset with people who are not doing well at a game.
Uh-huh.
Like when are they allowed to be bad at it?
Right. Like, surely in the beginning.
They cannot just pick it up and be a prodigy every time.
I mean, like, can do bot matches, but that's...
It's not going to be the same.
That teaches you nothing.
Right. It's kind of nothing.
It teaches you bad habits.
It's
kind of
nothing. Right. It's like, sooner or later, you have to play against real...
And you're going to suck for a bit. And even if you don't suck, you're going to have bad days, too.
Yeah.
Or you're distracted by something because you have a life and you're not 12.
Let's fix gamers. Right here, right now.
I was going to ask.
It's been a long time coming.
What can we do to improve these online gaming communities that turn so toxic?
I think step one is like the game shuts down after a certain amount of playing and you're not allowed to play it again until you have socially interacted with another human in meat space and also gotten some sunlight.
The craziest thing about it to me,
uh-huh,
is that you can't lower the stakes any lower than they already are in a video game.
Yeah. Right.
It is already meaningless.
In like a casual
yeah.
online lobby.
Right.
Right. Like
yeah. Even in a ranked one, it's a video game. What right. are you fighting for? What are you so upset about?
But especially in a casual quick play situation, because I didn't do Overwatch competitive after that first time, because I don't need randos messaging us on PS4 Network about how we suck at characters, because they're butthurt that we lost. But like our team won a game in quick play, and I still got a message from... from someone who is like, you should go play checkers. You're really bad at this. I mean, it was a Torbjorn who wasn't doing anything. So, like, what are the stakes? There are none stakes.
And that's why, I think the greatest hurdle in fixing toxic gaming communities is, like, you can't make it any less, like,
the major,
chill than it already is.
The major problem with toxic gamers is that the only thing they have going on for them...
It's a matter of self-worth, I think. Like, if I lose this game, that must mean that I'm dumb or I'm not good at things.
Mm-hmm.
Or so, like, the stakes are entirely what they bring into it.
Right.
And there's something personal on the line, it seems, because otherwise it's just like... Like, yeah, if it is just a game, then boy, that's not a good way to live your life. And like I have gotten frustrated while playing Overwatch.
Sure.
If you're just on
a losing streak
yeah. and you feel like
you know what,
your teams are just trash, but then you just stop playing.
Yeah, there's an easy solution to that. Like you quit the game for a little bit, not in the middle of a match like a baby, but like you finish out the match, you get your XP. You open whatever loot boxes you've managed to get, and you turn it off, and you listen to music for a moment.
Or you load up one of the many, many, many tens of thousands of other games that exist.
In your fucking library.
Right. That you can get from your computer, many of them for $5 or less, if you really want a new one right there and then.
And a lot of them, you don't have to play with other people.
Right. And you go do that.
But yeah, I think the common thread between the toxic players are the ones that they cannot achieve any perspective on this because they literally have nothing else going for them. They have poured their whole person into this identity as being a gamer, do not do other things. They have no other hobbies. And so there's not a way to separate or have any kind of like life perspective on this.
Before we started recording, we were discussing the news about Google's streaming future for games.
Yeah.
I've just thought of an idea to help alleviate some of the stress in the gaming community.
Uh-huh.
Specifically through this streaming service.
Uh-huh.
Because Google will always be listening to you through your headset.
Right.
As you are playing games.
Right.
So if ever you utter some kind of slur or swear word while playing a video game, it immediately stops that game. Like, it boots you out and it starts a new save file of the Stanley Parable to remind you that this is all meaningless. You need to calm down.
That's pretty good. Like, you gotta sit with this game. Like, you gotta play some Stanley Parable.
You gotta decompress.
Until you get, like, at least four different endings. And then you can come back. I was gonna say, Google in real time, that we should explain for people who didn't follow this. Google is proposing a game streaming service where you can like buy the game in a storefront and just stream it to your device.
Maybe, or maybe it's a subscription.
Maybe it's
Nobody
a subscription like Netflix. Could go either way. But in a competitive game, like if it's Overwatch and a player on one team is acting aggressively, saying or
having
posting,
a heated gaming moment.
Having a heated gaming moment, I think Google should in real time spawn increasingly harder AI against them.
And they're only visible to that person, and
it
they only
hurt
attack
your team.
That person.
Like, right, they so are your own ghosts and demons to fight
like
in the
Google
game.
It's like a Google gaslighting system to handle.
You are saying that Google should invent digital Jacob Marley to attack you in Overwatch.
Yes.
Like the more you complain about how your team has two Reapers, there are going to be increasingly more and better Reapers that only come after you until you stop.
Anytime you tell someone to, like, don't play this character, he sucks, you turn into that character, and also you are attacked by that character.
In your personal game, there are 30 Torbjorn turrets set up outside your spawn. We might get somewhere. I think they might just stop playing.
Yeah, that would be
which
very
is,
effective.
Which is like fine if you're gonna like swear at people and yell at them
or call them shit players or even like, not swearing but just tell them that they're bad at this and they need to
everybody has whoopsie moments. you're allowed a whoopsie. You're not allowed a pattern, like a long pattern of this behavior. And I think Google has AI that is smart enough to recognize, like, oh, hey, this person's been a D-bag to a bunch of people while playing this game. Oh, God. What?
Google has been
what?
Listening.
My Google assistant on my phone went off.
What did it look for? What did it hear you say?
Oh, okay. So it searched for has AI that is smart enough to recognize. So that makes, I did say Google has AI.
Yes.
All right.
And then that woke up Google's AI.
But it's
becoming self-actualized.
The first result is, what do intelligent eyes look like? From Quora, and let's just find out while we're here.
Might as well.
We're on an intellectual journey.
The best answer. Intelligent eyes seem to be, for some reason, more glossy and reflective than average eyes.
I don't know that that's the case, because that just makes me think of, like, a frog person.
While some people may
or
look around...
who is sad and crying.
While some people may look around by rotating their head, intelligent people tend to dart back and forth as if they were looking between multiple objects.
Because you're, like, looking at all the smart thoughts in your head.
Ooh.
This seems like bullshit.
Whereas normal dumbo people have to turn around to see attackers, intelligent people 360 no-scope with their eyeballs.
I mean, this is one humble man's opinion.
The less intelligent you are, the more of your body you move to look at any given object. If you have to shuffle all the way down to your feet to turn around and look at something, then maybe
that just sounds like somebody has beef with interpretive dance.
An interpretive dancer broke up with them at some point.
We got distracted. What else can we put Dota into to see if it breaks or not? I hear that dating sims are popular. Also, there's like 800,000 Dota characters, so that seems pretty lucrative.
A Dota dating sim, I think the hardcore players would fucking hate it.
Or would they love it, ironically?
I don't know. It's one of the two. They might be very mad about it.
It's a high-risk, high-reward situation.
They're all but...
If you're a Dota fan listening to this, let us know. Dating sim, yes, no.
Can do queer romances in it.
Sure. There's 800,000 characters.
Yeah, I think that's going to turn off a lot of people, which is fine. If you want to play a dating sim and you're against like queer romances, I don't know. You don't have to play this one. I'm not too concerned about you.
Maybe you can set up the beginning of the dating sim like you set an OkCupid profile where you're just looking for male or female or any or all.
I mean, that seems like such a small group of people to cater to, though.
The angry people?
People who suck? People who, one, play dating sims and, two, are against queer relationships.
I mean, yeah, we shouldn't play to them at all, ever.
That's what I'm saying. That seems like a very small piece of the pie to worry about.
Right.
That seems like a piece of the pie that fell on the floor and you don't worry about it anymore other than trying to get the stickiness off your floor. Happily ever after. Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, da-ha-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho. Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, she'll live happily ever after.